You're likely to be hearing a lot about education over the coming days as the teachers' unions hold their annual conferences. The National Teachers' Organisation, the INTO, is holding its conference in Derry this year, and the union's General Secretary, John Boyle, joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Morning, Rachel.
One of the main items on your agenda, and I know this is, will be the case across the gatherings this week, is the shortage of teachers. Now, this is something you've been talking about for a couple of years. So has the situation improved at all?
Oh, no, unfortunately, Rachel, it's much worse. We have a situation where we have 3,000 groups of primary school children who don't have a teacher every single day. There's effectively €120 million of the department spend not being drawn down because of all these vacancies. We did a survey that indicated that 2,000 of those vacancies are very, very long-term vacancies, which is totally unprecedented in our sector. Generally, you might have a few here and there, but the Jewish schools are suffering, the special schools, the Gael Scoileanna, particularly the East Coast, from Louth down as far as Wicklow and all Dublin, Kildare, Meath. So it's a massive, massive crisis, and the children are losing out. And obviously, we speak at these conferences about investment in teachers, investment in children, and investment in schools. And nothing much has changed since 1934, since we were last here in Derry, Rachel. Obviously, the economic climate's a lot better now, but schools and children and teachers are still being shortchanged.
But looking at the figures, according to the Department of Education, there are 5,000 more teachers than there were 6 years ago, and the department also says that the average class size has fallen. So where is this shortage being felt?
Well, I suppose 5,000 is an interesting number because the department also, through the Teaching Council, have announced that there's 5,000 registered Irish teachers who are overseas. So obviously, if we had those, I'd imagine half and half, primary and post-primary, if we had those teachers back here, we wouldn't necessarily have this crisis. And our conference is going to be trying to ensure afterwards, when we pass our various resolutions, that the teaching profession is as attractive as it once was. We're obviously on a trajectory with the new pay deal that we can work now to get the restoration of some of the awful cuts that happened back in 2009 to 2013. And some of those allowances, if they were to be restored, it would mean that the career wouldn't be as flat as it is. These teachers, obviously, they're in a new pension scheme, so there's no incentive really for them to be staying here any longer. In the old scheme, if you stayed here and you worked for 40 years, you got a full pension. Now it's career average. So we're particularly interested in those teachers who went away 10, 12 years ago and getting full credit for the skills that they've developed overseas. And when they come back here, that if they spent 12 years away, that they would be moved up 12 points on the scale. And to be honest, with the government saving $120 million on the backs of children, it wouldn't be too difficult for them to come up with a scheme to incentivize teachers to come back. The two schemes they've run already in recent years have fallen completely flat
on
their face.
So you're asking for a special scheme, a new scheme. Just one final thing. You mentioned, John, that you're in Derry, which underlines the fact that the INTO is an all-island union. Are the issues in the north similar to those in the south?
Very much so, Rachel, but thanks be to God, we negotiated. It's very, very hard after industrial action, a pay deal for teachers in the north, which has brought a 25%, nearly 25% increase to the starting salary of a teacher in the north, which was languishing down at £24,000. And obviously, you went across on a boat to Stranraer and you were getting £33,000, £34,000. So we've got it equalised with England. It's increased from 24 to 30. So hopefully that will help us to retain some of the young teachers here in the north. But the north obviously has gone through a really, really difficult austerity period where all the programmes for the most vulnerable children were cut. So that's going to be a very, very dominating factor here at this conference as well, Rachel.
John Boyle of the INTO, thank you for talking to us this morning.